This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Alright, so it looks like I gotta come clean. Before I talk about this next story, I gotta come clean, okay? I'm not a big fan of flying, and I'm not a big fan of kind of being talked down to and kind of yelled at and corralled like cattle. And I understand I could lose a couple pounds, but I have on planes gotten a little witchy. Okay, all right. I don't want to say the B word just in case we're not supposed to say the B word, and I've had a little bit of an attitude, right? And I've gotten grumpy, and I really, really get grumpy when flights get canceled. And I know I shouldn't, because a flight could be getting canceled because of bad weather. You know, you always, hear these cases where, weather, caused the plane to go down. And if they would have only said, you want to know what, let's just wait on the flight, or let's just fly out the next day, people would be alive. You see what I mean? Richie Valens and, Buddy Holly. So Buddy Holly, so you kind of think back to that. So whenever there's, weather, I'm cool with it. But when there's just stupid stuff going on, I gotta tell you what really gets my panties all up in a bunch. I get mad when the flight is delayed because the plane that we're supposed to be on is delayed in another city. And I fly a lot. I travel a lot. Too much. And here I am in the airport, and I'm seeing another airplane. Right? And I'm seeing a flight that, could wait, okay, maybe a half hour. Why aren't they shifting around and go, okay, we have a flight here, so the next flight out gets the next plane. Then the next flight out gets the next plane. But no, that doesn't happen. Right? The one gate gets their plane, then people get on their plane, then they leave, then the new plane comes in, they get on that plane. Meanwhile, we're here at the next gate, let's say B8, watching B7 go through four cycles of boarding and deplaning, four cycles of it, and we still don't have a plane. So I think what should happen, and I know airlines are going to say, oh, no, we can't do that, otherwise we're going to have to charge more. But are you kidding me? You're going to have to charge more. So I don't understand where the next flight that has to go out should get the plane. This way you don't have some passengers sitting there waiting for hours and other, but no. And it didn't work that way. And I lost my cool. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I got to get back. I didn't pull a Dr. Dow. I didn't do that. But I was pretty mad. And I got pretty grumpy. And then on another flight, somebody was a real, real jerk. And started to push and shove to get off a plane that wasn't even on fire. I mean, we just landed and we were at the gate and we were supposed to be deboarding. Is that what it's called? Deboarding or deplaning or evacuating or whatever. But I mean, it was just a normal deplane process. And somebody starts running up and pushing. And so my husband's like, excuse me. And then there was almost a scuffle there. So here I am, and I'm not trying to act like I'm holier than thou, talking about how people need to kind of keep their cool and not get all grumpy on airplanes when I myself, had my little BFs and my little issues. So I just think something's about to blow. Well, apparently in Fort Lauderdale, something did. Travelers clash with Spirit Airline employees and police because 300 Spirit flights have been canceled over the past 7 days, thousands of passengers ticked off, and the airline says that the pilots are behind the cancellations and actually suing them in federal court. So I don't think it's a strike. just, something's going on here. They say passengers across the country have faced hour-long delays of flight cancellations for days. By Monday night, some travelers in Florida had enough. I believe one lady just had a meltdown because she was going to lose, you know, miss out on graduation. The front ticket counter at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport turned into chaos, and Broward County deputies stepped in to try to restore the peace between passengers and airline employees. Travelers stormed off an airplane after their flight was canceled, swarmed the ticket counter, where dozens of passengers are already waiting in line. They said everyone was already aggravated about flight delays and the ridiculousness of standing in such a long line for hours, which Spirit Airlines did nothing to help, and then in walks these people off their flight, raising a ruckus, cussing and screaming. They went straight to the counter. So you see video footage of this. Deputies are struggling with travelers. Some were pulled outside from the crowd. Others were taken to the ground, put in handcuffs. It was a mess. Well, from what we understand, Spirit Airlines said that the company was shocked and saddened to see these events, and they said that the pilots have put their quest for a new contract ahead of getting customers to their destinations and their safety of their fellow Spirit team members. So there's this lawsuit now, and the airline says cancellations have been caused by pilot unavailability, and is accusing the pilots union, the Airline Pilots Association, of orchestrating a, quote, unlawful slowdown. So Spirit canceled 81 flights on Sunday, according to the lawsuit, comprising approximately 17% of the carrier's scheduled flights for the day. Now, of course, the union denied carrying out a slowdown in a statement. They said, rather, they and the Spirit pilots are continuing to do everything possible to help restore the company's operations. Now, whether there's a contract dispute or not, this must really, really stink. And I have to admit, I haven't bought a ticket on Spirit for a while because we didn't have a really good experience on it. And, you know, for this matter, we were a little worried because it's a quote-unquote economy airline. Would there be issues? And I need predictability. I need reliability when it comes to my flights. And I have a flight coming up, and I avoided Spirit. I hate to say that because I don't want to talk bad about a company, but I just had a feeling they didn't have their poop together, and unfortunately they don't. They say the airline says pilots are turning down, quote, open-time flights and last-minute assignments that would make them earn twice their pay. In the lawsuit, the airline claims union members have engaged in a campaign threatening and intimidating other pilots who accept last-minute assignments. So it's kind of like a strike. So apparently the union leaders were already anticipating legal action. They say pilots who want to pick open time should do so and not be questioned. So apparently they've been having some issues. So I guess one lady had an absolute fit. She's missing graduation. And, the problem is I don't blame people for trying to, you know, take a cheaper airline. It's because it's so gosh darn expensive for people to fly. Unfortunately, like we're going to see with healthcare, the cheaper the plan, the worse it is. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Let's talk about what's going on next with healthcare. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-
contacts employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, Garrett writes, Doc, I'm a conservative, but explain to me how this repeal and replace works in our favor. I'm getting asked a lot, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on our DrDahlia.com site, you know, why is this a good thing? And, you know, it's not ideal, okay, trust me. You know, I'm still kind of trying to scratch my head on it. But let's take a step back before I answer that. And I want to kind of read from you what CNBC, there's apparently a little, I don't want to say a editorial, but there's a piece talking about the real reasons insurers are jacking up rates for Obamacare. And it's a little bit interesting what they talk about. So really quickly here, let me just kind of go through this with you. All right, and this is written by Robert Lazowski, president of Health Policy and Strategy Associates. Basically summarizing, Obamacare is lurching towards a bizarre form of stability, they said, thanks to subsidies. That's what he says. Obama subsidies give insurers the cover they need to jack up rates. Even if rates rise dramatically, subsidized customers will still be profitable for insurers. So I think you and I know why the rates are going up. It's because once the government says we're going to give you money, they're like, oh, okay, well, then we'll charge more. And the government did. They subsidized these high rates. So I think you and I figured that out. But this is what's kind of going on, and this is why the GOP does have to act quickly. I know I said the midterm elections is also, you know, unfortunately putting us on a timeline that, I don't want to say us because I'm an independent, but, you know, put conservatives on a timeline to get something done. But, like we've talked about before, Aetna said that they are going to be pulling out of states. From what we understand, they're going to be pulling out of the Iowa health insurance exchanges in 2018. And the only statewide carrier left, Medica, has said that it can't continue as the lone statewide health plan without more government support. So there's a chance that Iowa is going to have nothing throughout their whole state. They say Aetna will also pull out of Virginia, saying that it expects to lose $200 million this year in just the four states it is operating in. So even with the government infusing money, they're still losing money. Scratch your head on that one. They say Virginia, one of the first states to report requested rate increases for 2018, said that their largest carrier, Anthem Blue Cross, has requested an average increase of 37.7%. 37.7% for the next year. And Care First Blue Cross is requesting a 35% increase in Virginia. So the rates are still going up. And Maryland, the dominant exchange insurer, Care First Blue Cross, said that it has lost an accumulated $600 million since it started selling Obamacare plans and is requesting an average 50% rate increase. That's for CareFirst Blue Cross in Maryland. This is on top of CareFirst's 2016 increase of 26% and last year's increase of 25%. They also want to hike 30% up in the District of Columbia. So CareFirst CEO Chet Burrell told the Washington Post, what we're seeing is greater sickness levels. They say the pool of beneficiaries is becoming sicker, in part because healthier people are not coming in at the same level that we hoped. Of course not. They're busy. And their insurance still costs an arm and a leg. And their copays are up. My copay is $75. Well, with the last plan I had, it was $75. Did I go to the doctor? I remember I had to take two of us to the dermatologist. That was $150 just to walk in the door. I'm like, you know what? I'll just do it myself. You know, I hate to say that, but it's just, that's a lot of money for a 10-minute visit. So, Care for CEO said that factors he described will lead to instability into a spiral, and we think that we are in the beginning of that. He added that these rate increases assume that the Trump administration will continue to make the cost-sharing subsidy payments. If they do not, the rates will jump another 10 to 15%. They say a big factor in 2017 has been the impact this year's generally large rate increases have had on the unsubsidized market, and that made up almost half of those buying Obamacare-compliant policies in 2016. They say people are taking the full brunt of the higher rates. The unsubsidized market is starting to melt off in what appears to be the early stages of a classic death spiral. Not only has the CareFirst CEO used that term, but Aetna used the same term. Now, President Trump, they said it threatened to withhold $7 billion in annual out-of-pocket subsidies for some of the exchanges. And the Trump administration had told the IRS that they do not have to enforce an individual mandate. Now, I'm for that. Okay, I know that in order for Obamacare to work, we are going to have to keep taxing the small select group of people that are actually paying into the system. But I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's practical, and I don't think that's going to even be successful. So if President Trump has told the IRS, and I know he did, I don't know if it's though the law of the land, that they do not have to collect on the penalty, I think what the IRS is doing is they're not rejecting your, or they didn't reject your IRS tax form if you did not fill out the box saying you're insured or not. Whereas last year they would have and said, you got to fill this out. So then they could decide if they add that extra tax or not. So I believe that's what's going on. You know, there's so much half-assedness, you know, that's been going on the last few years that if you guys are surprised and scratching your head, I don't blame you. So, okay, we know there's a problem. The liberal media doesn't want to talk about it. The liberal media is like, oh, the GOP is going to do this, this, this. You know, I mean, somebody stand up and say, look, Obamacare is dead. All right, so let's do something. So Garrett wants to know about what's going on with the new repeal and replace and how does this help us. It's, again, as I've talked about, it's some duct tape on a sinking ship. What it's starting to do is rather than the whole government say, look, okay, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare because that's very unpopular politically. What the key thing they're doing is saying, okay, we're going to stop the mandates. We're going to stop these taxes. So hopefully it'll help spur the economy. Because again, if they get the economy going, people are going to vote for them. Okay, if you have a job and you have a good paying job, true, you want health care, but if you don't have health care, you don't have a good paying job, at least do something immediately. So what this new American Health Care Act does is try to spur some economic growth by stopping the mandate, stopping the employer mandate. So that's obviously a positive. But then, you know, the big thing here is that states could opt out. The states being able to opt out is huge. Because then it's not the government saying, all right, guys, you know what? We're deciding what's good for the country. The states can decide. This Patient and State Stability Fund, I guess it provides states $100 billion to use as they wish for underserved populations, hospitals, providers, etc. States are very creative. States know what their communities, counties, cities, provinces, you know, townships need. So they have a little bit more power on what they could do with their money. Also, there's not this open-ended entitlement with Medicaid. All right? Medicaid, there is going to be enough money given per, let's say, capita, or per person on Medicaid. But it's a finite amount. It's not going to be this open-ended thing. And so the idea of, okay, we're just going to keep expanding Medicaid and keep expanding Medicaid, you know, states are going to be now a little bit more prudent on how this spending is done. Planned Parenthood, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. From what we understand, in this new law, Planned Parenthood is going to be quote-unquote defunded as the American Health Care Act funds cannot be used to pay for services at their clinic. Now, Planned Parenthood does get a lot of donations, and they get a lot of money from the government. They just won't be getting funds from the AHCA, and many of those funds will go for the high-risk pools. And so, you know, people say, oh, man, older people are going to be hurt. Older people are going to be hurt. Well, no, they're trying to redistribute some of the money. And, you know, their goal is to, from what I understand, their goal is to try to maybe promote more, you know, health savings accounts, maybe pre-tax dollars, trying to incentivize people to save for their health care. And I got to be honest, people, this is going to have to later become a consumer-driven market where if you don't want to buy the health insurance, you don't buy it. And that health insurance company goes away, and some other company that wants your dollars offers a real decent plan or a real decent package for, let's say, appendectomies or hysterectomies or deliveries. And hospitals, doctors, insurance companies are going to have to work together, you know, rather than making it a $50,000 ER bill to something that's a little bit more reasonable. But you may have to come up with $2,000. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Being self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys are going to be very, very happy to hear, especially those of you that like marijuana, that there was a study saying, get this, marijuana may slow brain aging. So we finally have a study looking at how positive marijuana could be on the brain. You don't understand how rare this is. Usually these articles have to do with marijuana hurting the brain, hurting memory, etc. So this is kind of a big deal. Now, does a joint a day keep the dementia away? We're not sure. But let me kind of break the story down for you, or the study down. They say it's published in the journal Nature Medicine, researchers from Hebrew University and University of Bonn discovered that daily marijuana use, what it does is it prevents the, quote, slowdown that occurs in our brains as we age. Now, keep in mind, this is just one study. Don't start lighting up a dupe, okay? Just, you know, hold the phone. All right. Now, the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, we've talked about that. That's the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. And they found this to boost memory as well as learning, you know, cognitive function, which we call it. But not in humans. This is older mice. Okay, we're dealing with older mice right now. I know, just, no, you cannot sign up for the study. Okay, just, you know, I'm sure there are going to be some human trials. Just everybody lay low for a second. Here, let me finish this. It's very important. Now, in the study, what researchers did is they had a bunch of mice. And they had mice that were little babies, little two-month-old. I think they called them pups. The little two-month-old baby mice that were a year old, and they were 18-month-old. And I guess for a mouse, 18-month-old is kind of on the older side. Okay, then the mice had to solve a water maze. They had, some of the mice were given THC. And this THC was supposed to be given for about a month. I guess this was like a month of THC. This was like a daily THC dosing. Those that were given that did better than the young baby mice or the younger mice that were more vibrant that weren't on it. But get this. Younger mice given the THC, the psychoactive ingredient of pot, younger mice who were given the THC did worse. So what does that mean? Well, that means like we thought, all right, there is some dulling effects, all right, and how we call them depressive effects of marijuana. But for older people, it may actually help. Now, before everybody starts thinking this is the cure for Alzheimer's, we gotta kind of talk this through. So, what they think is happening is the brain has an endocannabinoid system. Now, this is kind of confusing, and so I won't kind of belabor it, but basically, it's this kind of this neurochemical pathway that we have, where you have these, quote, cannabinoid receptors. And I know some people are like, so the body's expecting marijuana. Well, no. Our body makes cannabinoids, okay? And these cannabinoids that we make, all right, or endogenous cannabinoids are called endocannabinoids. And what they do is they work at the synapse where we send off neurotransmitters. So neurotransmitters are basically the chemical that one nerve sends to the other to send off a response. And as opposed to them working at the postsynaptic after they receive the signal, they work at the presynaptic area before the signal gets sent off. And these cannabinoids, they help regulate appetite, mood, memory, pain. You're like, well, marijuana does that too. I know, right? Just calm. I know we're getting somewhere. So your body produces these quote unquote cannabinoids that we've called them. All right. And they also have a feedback mechanism, so they don't just keep stimulating and whatever. And in fact, cannabinoids actually kind of dim some of the release that the neurotransmitters are undergoing so that you don't have constant stimulation. I mean, your mood, there has to be some sort of checks and balances. You can't always be in an elated mood. You can't always be hungry. You can't always be, you see what I mean? So the way they work, it's a pretty damn good system. Remember, those are endogenous cannabinoids made internally. Exogenous, outside cannabinoids come in the form of THC that will compete with your body's regular cannabinoid receptors. THC now comes into play and can start to mess a little bit around with the system. For younger individuals, it may kind of dull their senses, make them a little more hungry, whatever. But they're thinking what may be going on is in an older individual, it's causing some sort of stimulation that may be keeping their brain a little bit more active. And by the way, with these mice, they still stayed pretty, pretty, I'm trying to think, cognitively sharp even a month after the THC was stopped or the active ingredient of marijuana was stopped. So this could be really, like, earth-shattering when it comes to giving people's minds, right, more longevity. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, this is a very easy study to do. Let's take a bunch of people that are starting to show some cognitive decline, give them marijuana, and see how they do. I agree. If we could, I'd love to see that study. I think that's a great study. Again, I want to see marijuana study. That's why I was for legalization of it. I just think we need to, you know, have some, you know, logistics in place. Right? You know, we need to figure out how we're going to deal with impairment. Right? You know, how we're going to get people to go to work. So I think those things have to be in place before we just rampantly legalize it all over the place. But the good thing is at least we're studying it, so we're learning more about it. Now, for some of you that have been listening to my show for years, you're like, wait a second, Dolly, this isn't the first time they've talked about marijuana helping the brain. You're right. We talked about previous studies where they looked at brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, and that helps protect brain cells, also helps stimulate new cell growth, and they found that marijuana, especially THC, possibly increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So there were studies talking about that. In 2008, there was a study in mice that found THC to improve memory in older rats. Also, they found it to be anti-inflammatory. And these cannabinoid receptors not only deal with mood and memory and, you know, food and appetite, but also inflammation. So they found brain inflammation decreased with THC. Now, remember, there's a big difference between lab-produced and, let's say, lab-packaged THC and a joint. Okay, if you got all that other crap that's sitting there on the leaves, like the mold and the chemicals, etc., pesticides, whatever, now that could cause inflammation. So again, you know, there's a big difference here between medicinal pharmaceutical THC and, you know, just wrapping a rolling joint and smoking that, which allows a nice avenue for pharmaceutical companies to come in and do something, which I think they're going to want to, a marijuana pill. But then who's going to buy it if they could just get marijuana, you know, cheaper? Now, in 2016, however, and this is what we talked about last year, there was a study in Nature that found the cannabinoids to cause memory loss. Apparently, you have two main cannabinoid receptors in your body, CB1, CB2. They're throughout the body. And these receptors within the brain, the hippocampal neurons, which have to deal with memory, they found that it activated these receptors within the mitochondria, causing it had some permanent effects on the mitochondria, which is kind of like the battery source of the cell. And they found it to cause long-term memory loss. I don't want to use the word permanent memory loss, but long-term memory loss. So, you know, for every study we have saying, hey, this is good for the memory, we have another study saying, nah, it's not. So I wouldn't place any bets yet. And I wrote about this on my website. So go there at drdahlia.com if you want more information. But, you know, I think we're narrowing it down. I think we're figuring out which population it can help, how it helps, and why it helps. And if we do, then that's how we could target treatment. Because look, I don't care if marijuana is legalized or not. I just don't want to have dementia later. And if there's something in marijuana that can help that, I want it found. Whether it's politically, you know, popular or not. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, one of my favorite things in my house are my Q-tips. I love my little Q-tips. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I just cannot stand having water in my ears. Maybe it's because I just like scratching. I don't know, but I sit there and I play with my Q-tips and I play with my ears. And I do that every time I get out of the shower. I have absolutely no wax, which isn't really the best thing for you because, you know, wax is very, very protective. Well, unfortunately, our kids are picking up our bad habits because they're obviously not buying Q-tips on their own. And we are finding out that about 34 children, get this, 34 children are going to the emergency room every single day because of Q-tips. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. Okay, we're not being really good parents. So they say, according to a new report from Nationwide Children's Hospital, Dr. Jatana, pediatric otolaryngologist at Nationwide Children's Hospital, lead author of the study, said this is the first report that points to a national problem that it might not even show the full scope of the issue. Yeah, I mean, if they did research and found that we have all these, you know, issues with kids and their Q-tip problems, I mean, this could be like a real, what's it called? Like a real epidemic. So anyhow, we're talking about Q-tips here. They say the study only captured injuries that were treated in emergency departments. There were likely a lot more injuries to children who were treated by ear, nose, and throat specialists or a pediatrician. Hence, when your kid sticks a Q-tip in his ear and hurts himself, there's a good chance you're not going to take him to the ear, you're going to take him to the doctor. They say children are learning these hygiene habits from older siblings and adults. Oh, I know. You know, my sister was not a very good influence on me. My sister was actually kind of mean. And so I unfortunately didn't really, I don't think I got the best, shall I say, babysitting from her, and the best guidance. She was kind of rough on me. And yeah, you know, she would teach me to stick things in my nose and ears and all sorts of stuff. And then my mom would come in and yell at us, and that's just the way it is. So, they say earwax is normal, which I've talked about. Dr. Chitana said if somebody has excess wax buildup, they may use a wet wipe or a washcloth to clean the outside of the ear, but never inside of the canal. I've taught you guys about what to do with your earwax. I'll repeat it. They say there's a misconception that people need to be cleaning deeper in their ear canal with these products, and clearly that's been a source of injuries. They say most children younger than 8 years old who went to the ER suffered from a, quote, perforated eardrum. Dr. Chitana said he's personally seen a case where a cotton tip applicator broke off in the ear canal. It later caused a brain abscess and deafness in one ear. So that's some pretty frightening stuff. And again, my little kitty cat watches me put on makeup, watches me clean my ears, watches me pluck hairs, you know, from my face. I mean, if you have a little kid, that watches you, they're going to learn those habits. You know, I mean, my kids learn to shave their face, not from my husband, but from me. Okay. But anyway, I'm not a Baywatch babe. You guys need to know that by now, okay? I'm not, like, the sexiest thing out there. I try to pretend to be, but I'm not. So, I had to remove things as an ER doctor from kids' ears, and it's not fun. They don't hold still. You know, you're trying to take this very long, elongated type of tweezers. I love these forceps. These forceps are great. You know, they have a little bend to them, and they're probably one of my favorite. I could, you know, really, work very easily. You know, I could really, I'm trying to think of the word that you could do where you, approximate, and I could do a lot with those forceps. And the kid doesn't sit still. And you can't just sit there and, flush an ear, because if there's a tympanic membrane perforation, that's the window to your brain. So now you can get your inner ear, and then very delicate nerves that send signals to the brain's affected. One habit my mom used to do that a lot of moms did back in the 80s was after you got out of a pool, they would put alcohol in your ears. And I guess the alcohol was supposed to draw out the fluid from your ears. So we had to sit there, we had to put our head to the side, and our moms would drop alcohol into the ears. Now, as a medical student, I learned that was really, really bad. Because if you did have a perforation, even a natural one in your eardrum, now you have a drying agent, a desiccating agent, such as alcohol, now in the ears. Plus, it's killing some very helpful bacteria. So we don't tell people to stick alcohol in their ears. So the problem is in the 70s and 80s, I guess everything was about the ears. Q-tips were very popular. In fact, if you don't mind, I got to look up the history of Q-tips. I'm just always interested in that. Remember we looked up the history of Crayolas? Okay. I thought we talked about the history of Q-tips a while ago. Anyway, so Q-tips and ear health was pretty big. They were, however, the cotton swab tool really quickly was, I guess, discovered back in the 1920s. That's when they started to, you know, really make, you know, toilet paper and product toilet paper and product, you know, bath tissue. But Leo Gerstenzang is the one credited with the cotton swab tool. He attached wads of cotton to toothpicks. His product was named Baby Gaze, and they later went on to be sold Q-tips for Q for quality. So quality tips. Then it was trademarked as that. And I believe in the year 2014, Q-tips had over 200 million in sales. Now, some of you guys have asked, what's the difference between a cotton tip applicator and a Q-tip? Packaging, Q-tips, my Q-tips that I have in my house, they have the blue body, the blue flexible body. You know how Q-tips used to be kind of paper material, and so they would break and bend? The blue Q-tip, it has a flexible body, so you could bend them and play with them. So I like that. And I'm sure there's other companies that do that too. But I don't know what other companies make Q-tips. All we know are Q-tips and then the generic cotton tip applicators. So anyway, be careful. So why do people want to get rid of their earwax? Well, mind you, some people, they do get an overload of it. And too much earwax starts to prevent hearing. There's a big clog. It also is painful. You have a big, dry wad of earwax. Okay, it's not fun. I get that. And so, unfortunately, you want to release it. The problem is when you put in a cotton tip applicator, you're just pushing it back farther. You're not going to draw it up. Now, where the Q-tip works is if you have along the lining of your ear canal wax, because you stick it in, you swirl it, you grab the wax, that's what's on the canal. But if you have a plug, all you're going to do is stick it in deeper. You know, we have these little curettes that we could use to, and these little loops that we could use plastic to pull out the lump of earwax. And you have to be very, very careful because sometimes you push that in. Plus, the ear canal gets more and more sensitive the more closer it is to the ear. So if you can't extract it manually, sometimes then we have to flush it out. I don't like flushing with hydrogen peroxide. Many people use hydrogen peroxide bubbles when it meets protein because that's a catalyst that turns hydrogen peroxide into water and oxygen. I don't particularly want that bubbling to occur, and I also don't want it if you do have a little tympanic membrane perforation or some way that hydrogen peroxide could get through. Now it's going to start touching the inner ear. So I don't like putting hydrogen peroxide in ears. I learned that from an ENT in my training, and I've stuck with it ever since. And I've used regular water. There is Ceruminex and some softening drops, and those work really, really well because they get rid of the gritty hardness, and they're pretty ear safe. So that's an idea where you put that in your ear, leave that for about an hour, and then you try and reflush. But many people say, well, look, I don't want to get to the point where I need my eardrum flushed, so let me use Q-tips. Realize Q-tip or cotton tip applicator use may actually be what's making that worse. Your ear canals need the wax. It's lubricating. It helps protect from dryness, and it helps prevent bacteria from getting to the ear. So it protects you from fungus and bacteria and viruses and all sorts of stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TOP-SELLY.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.